Blog Talk Radio.
What you working for? Going hard? A big house? A new car? Lead your life like a Hollywood star? But do you know who you are? Or do you know what your purpose on earth is? All the materials you worship is worthless. It ain't about money, cars, and clothes, and everything that glitter ain't gold.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
What are you hustling for?
Good question.
You say it's all about the money and not perfection of your soul. In the gutter where your mind at? Ooh, I bet the devil like that. We let him have his fun, but now we got him on the run. Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black Jaguar.
Black on black Jaguar.
Bilal is the Jaguar.
Bilal is the Jaguar.
Hamam is the Jaguar.
Hamam is the Jag.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black Jaguar.
Black on black Jaguar.
Bilal is the Jaguar.
Bilal is the Jaguar.
Hamam is the Jaguar.
Hamam is the Jag. Sublime with the punchline. Spiritual warrior. Live in the front line. My third eye is precise as a bird's eye. Everything looks small. That's what I call fly. Before your past words gotta decode it. I'm lyrical with minds. Witness the explosion. The mouthpiece carries 16 rounds. Every 16 bars, another MC down. Do what I wanna do. The architect told me to destroy all you sellouts and who you sold it to. I came to bring the game, freedom and justice. Ain't no equality, ain't nobody hot as me. The techniques and bias of my survival. Lyrically, I can go my life unrivaled. Microphone checker, the diabolic one is the oppressor. But in this case, we the aggressors. I'm on the higher echelon, enlightenment. The sun is absorbed by my melanin. Black Jaguars, we the best, gotta represent. Devils hate to see a black man with intelligence. Praise to Allah, I deliver the message with poetic justice, rhythm and eloquence. He left his message with those who believe it happened in the divine rhyme scheme of things. They won't beef, but I'm a vegetarian. One nation under God, soldier Samaritan. Now everybody raise your right hand and say, permission to fall in to Muhammad right.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad got the devil on the run.
That's right.
Farrakhan got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Jesus got the devil on the run.
That's right.
We got the devil on the run.
Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black Jaguar.
Black on black Jaguar.
Bilal is the Jaguar.
Bilal is the Jaguar.
Hamam is the Jaguar.
Hamam is the Jag.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Black on black Jaguar.
Black on black Jag.
Bilal is the Jaguar.
Bilal is the Jaguar.
A man is the Jaguar.
A man is the Jaguar.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Farrakhan is our divine reminder, and I greet all of you, my distinguished panel and our listening audience, in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sister.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, that song that we opened up with was by our beloved brother DeJuan, and I think we have him on the phone, if I'm not mistaken. I kind of remember numbers very well. Let me see if that's him. Let's see. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Oh, let's see. Hey, you. We just got through rocking out to your song. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I see. Honest.
Well, praise be to Allah. Well, we're glad you can join us. Did you call in to listen to your song, or did you call in to hang out for a bit?
Yeah, I came in to hang out, you know, fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
All right. Well, thank you. We're honored to have you. Okay. Well, welcome to Young, Gifted, and Black. And tonight we have a very distinguished panel with us. And some of these guys, I've missed having them on the show, but I try not to bother them that much. But we're going to listen to some new music, and we're going to listen to some music by our guests. But also, we're going to have a conversation about gunplay in the Black community, because we are losing so many young Black men, and particularly to gunplay in the Black community, and whatever we can be found doing to curtail that situation is what we're going to show the responsibility and try to do tonight. So before we go any further, I would like to introduce, of course, our godfathers. We have two present with us tonight, and we have our godfather who has been in the game for like 30-plus years, and he just keeps getting better and better and better and better. My beloved little brother, even though he's a grown man, he's still my little brother, Brother K. Reno from Houston, Texas. Assalamu alaikum, soldier. How are you?
Well, alaikum salam, ma'am. I'm blessed by the best, and just glad and honored once again to be on the show and be hanging out with all these greats.
Yes, sir. And you know, Kareem, I remember when you were a little boy, and I know he probably hate for me to say this, but he was a little boy. He was just bouncing off the walls, and, you know, he was just so full of this music and so full of this energy. And, you know, now you're a super grown man. And, Kareem, what has kept you in this game for 30 years?
I mean, the blessing of Allah is number one, of course. I mean, he's the one who blessed me with the ability to do it and the drive. But just the people, you know, anybody that know anything about the music business, is you're nothing without the people who support the music, who listen to it, who buy it, even the people who download and bootleg and burn it. I mean, they still have love for your music. So, I mean, if it wasn't for those people, the people who actually, they make you relevant. So if it wasn't for them, man, I would have been gone a long time ago.
Wow. Well, I know you have a wonderful, wonderful catalog of music, and I just want to tell you, soldier, we salute you, we love you, and keep doing your thing.
We
have another godfather with us. Now, this brother here, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be honest. When I first saw him on Facebook, I was a little intimidated by him because he just, you know, he had that hard look, and then I listened to his music and he had that hard sound, only to find out he is just as humble and just as sweet as he wants to be. Our second godfather, Brother Alexander Abdul Aziz Muhammad, better known as Brother Problem 13, front and center soldier. How are you?
Assalamu alaikum. Everything's good on this side. The Wolverine is in the building.
Yes, sir. And Brother Prob, that's what we call him, Brother Prob. Brother Prob, you know, now I'm not sure how long you've been in this game, but can you tell me, you know, at your age, and I'm not saying that you're old, I'm not saying that, but
well,
at your age.
We all know the Wolverine don't age. We all know the Wolverine
right.
Don't age.
But, you know,
battle scars heal up quick.
Well, it just seems to me that your music, as you know, as you put out new music, it's just more energized and more energized and more energized. And when I compare you to some of the so-called mainstream artists as far as that energy and music, you are at the top of the charts in that. Where is all the energy coming from? Where is that coming from?
You got to ask the God if you ever meet him. Because I don't know. It just comes. It's just there.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Well, we love you, and we appreciate the music, and we appreciate the message. I don't care how
praise
hard and the pain it is. It's definitely what's needed today. Okay, and we're going to introduce, I'm not going to call him a baby. He's just a newcomer to this show, and I'm so proud to have this young man with us because, you know, I usually don't have to pull teeth to get anybody on the show, but this has been a long time coming. I think I've been pursuing this brother for about 4 months, and I think he was a little shy and whatever the reason, but we got him here tonight. So I would like to present as well as introduce Brother Rockwell from Greensboro, North Carolina. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rockwell. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam, sister. I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm fine, sir. He sounds so innocent. Brother Rockwell, can you tell the audience why it took you so long to come on the show? We want to know.
Just trying to perfect my craft. That's all. Trying to be perfect. That's all. You got to come correct when you bring music or you're doing any type of interview. You just got to come correct. So I don't take it lightly, so I've just been working on me.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that. And we have with us the publisher of Hammer Magazine, my dear beloved brother, who is always extending a hand and extending knowledge and wisdom, and who is passionate and who exposes his heart to no limit. Brother Chris Muhammad, we are so honored to have you back with us. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum assalam, dear sister. Wa alaikum assalam, dear family.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank Allah, and I'm very grateful to be on your show this moment. And I want to extend further gratitude and your kind words that I saw on Facebook that really touched me during my time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, I wasn't going to leave you there. You know, I had to extend the hand of sisterhood because that's what I do and that's who I am. And we love you. So we just want you to know that your suffering, you were not solo in that, and that we could feel your pain and we're here to lift you up and do whatever we can so we can all feel better, you know, because we all have to move on in spite of all the difficulties we face. And I'm going to bring this young man back up, Brother DeJuan.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother DeJuan, are you there? All right, brother, how are you?
All is well. How's the sister?
Yes. Oh, queen is fine now that I have all these kings in the house. I'm good. I'm safe. I feel safe. So, Brother DeJuan, what's been going on with you? I know it's been a couple of weeks since you've been on the show, and are you making any new music? Because we can't wait to hear something new from you.
Yeah, I'm actually getting the album together, everything real non-spooky. It's pretty much done. We're just going through the mixing process. You know, coming up with certain type of strategies, and you know, marinating on the past mixtape and things like that. You know, so we can come strong. That's all. Just focus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Well, let me remind the listening audience, for those of you who are in the chat room, if you have a question for any of the artists or for Brother Chris, type in your question. We'll ask it on your behalf. For those of you who are listening by phone, press 1 on your dial pad, and we will take your question. Okay. We are going to get into some music because you know that's what we're about. But our key topic tonight is gunplay in the black community. I know that all of our hearts dropped when little Janiyah Watkins, 6 months old, was shot and killed in Chicago. And, you know, I think to us that was kind of like the epitome. That was like, you know, that these bullets certainly have no direction and have no name on them. And no matter how someone might set the trajectory, that we are all capable of being victims to this gunplay. And I think all of us, you know, we are parents or we are sisters, we are brothers, we are, you know, friends, uncles, aunts, whatever, and, you know, you never know when you're going to get that call that somebody else has fallen victim to gun violence in our community. And the statistics have not changed since 2010. It's still 93% of those who die by gun violence in the black community is by other blacks. And now what it is rising, though, is the amount of black and white, well, white people shooting black people is also on the rise. So I want to go to Brother Prop. Brother Paul, what do you think is really going on? And I want to talk about the influence because, you know, a lot of artists have shied away, and I'm talking about mainstream hip-hop, so-called gangster rappers have shied away and say, well, you know, our music doesn't have anything to do with the violence in the community. But in some ways, I disagree with that. And I want to know what you feel about that, Brother Paul.
Well, that's a complete falsehood. It's like a cipher, you know. At the same time, it's art imitating life, but life imitating art. You know, the so-called gangster rapper, he's reflecting what he has seen, but at the same time, he's influencing others that may not have seen what he has seen and making it look cool, for lack of a better term, to those who may not otherwise be a part of that kind of a lifestyle. So, yes, music is very influential. Look, my daughter right now, she's 11 months old, and we're playing the phonics song for her. Why are we playing the phonics song for her? Because through music, she's going to learn her ABCs, you know, and learn how to read. And music is just a fundamental tool for learning. So you can learn anything through music. Now, for those that are not familiar with the lifestyle of the hood and they're listening to these rappers, they're learning. And now, if they want to have swag, if they want to look appealing, you know, if they want to be cool, then they're going to follow the steps, you know, that they're being taught to the music that they're listening to. Look, me, myself, it's certain music I don't listen to now, being, you know, in the mods, being a registered FOI, because I know the mind state it's going to put me in. You know, there's certain artists that I love that I can't play because I know the mindset I'm going to get in if I play them. I can't play M.O.P. And if I get a phone call from the captain or from the lieutenant saying, you know, there's a problem, all FOI report, when I jump in the car to go to that report, I'm going to be playing M.O.P. because I'm going to put myself in the mind state to bash head. Other than that, I leave M.O.P. on the CD rack because I know the mind state it puts me in. You know, music is probably, if not the most, one of the most influential tools that can be used to teach and to influence a human being. So the gangster rappers, the rappers that are portraying this violence, particularly the ones that don't live it and really don't know about it, you know, they have to take responsibility.
Yes, sir. And Kay Reno, you know, I'm over here in Bryan, Texas, College Station. But is Southwest still blowing up the way it was blowing up when I left 5 years ago? What was the gunplay going on in Southwest Houston, or Southeast Houston even?
Well, the Southwest side of town, they've shortened it. They've taken the South out of it. They just call it the West now, so which made them break it down and start calling it the Wild Wild West. So that basically gives you an understanding of what's going on. I was speaking to somebody yesterday that was just talking about that side of town, and it was just mentioning about how they were trying to move because they didn't want to be on that side anymore. I was just listening to Brother Prob, man, and it just, I mean, he broke it down so real. It's about glorification. That's what the problem. See, back in the days, people would say, you know, I rap about what I grew up around, and so I'm just basically spreading information and shedding a light on what's going on in the hood, what's going on in our neighborhood. But it's a difference between giving that information and glorifying the lifestyle. And I think through the music, you know, and we've all been guilty of it to some degree, we glorify those lifestyles. And even if it's not necessarily the gangster lifestyle, we glorify the materialistic lifestyle, which in turn can lead people down that road. Because if I'm rapping about Bentleys and Maybachs and diamond necklaces and mansions and yachts and these things, and then you got a young brother in the hood that's aspiring to have that, then he may resort to negative means in order to get it. So there's so many different roads you can travel down to get to that negative result. So, I mean, it's a situation where we got to educate ourselves. We got to educate ourselves on the big plan, the big picture. First, you got to know who the real enemy is, and the fact that, okay, well, how'd you get a Uzi? You know, how'd you get a AK-47? How'd you get just a regular pistol? How'd you get it? You know, when you don't manufacture it, you don't make it, you don't have those abilities. So, I mean, how are we getting to the point where we're able to even use this type of weaponry on each other, man? Because the cowardice that exists among a lot of us also is just the lack of wanting to even just put your hands up and fight and take a chance on winning or losing.
Yeah, talk about that, man.
All that contributes to it. Because, I mean, you know, we heard older OGs telling us growing up, man, back in the days, man, you just stood up and squared up, knuckle up, you win, you lose.
Yeah,
back another
day.
Then we grew up doing the same thing, just my generation. I'm 42. We grew up doing the same thing. And a lot of times, it wasn't the next day. You have a fight with somebody, and y'all right back playing football or basketball again 10 or 15 minutes later once everybody break it up and say it's enough. So we have to just grow out of that mentality, that so-called quick fix mentality that, you know, I'm going to play for keeps on my own brother behind some nonsense.
Especially behind territory we don't even own.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, Brother DeJuan, you're out there on the West Coast in my hometown. What's happening with the gunplay in L.A.?
It's a sport, you know. It's a sport. You know, that's what they do. Like, you know, they got the mentality, like, you know, what it is. Well, how can I explain this? Like, say, for instance, I can go talk to some brothers in one neighborhood, right? I'm just speaking hypothetically. They really don't want to be going back and forth of war with these different gangs. They're doing it in defense. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fear of them getting got before they do the getting. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what they're doing is they're killing each other, but they're really doing it in their minds for protection, because they come at each other back and forth nonstop. But if it's a way that, you know what I'm saying, these different gangs can come together and realize that they really don't want no problems like that no more, it'll end, you know what I'm saying? But they're doing it out of defense. That's the best way I can explain it right now, you know?
But see, if I may interject, see, this is where the enemy is participating. See, because there was a truce out on the West Coast for many years. You know, the Bloods and the Crips, for the most part, the previous, I'm not talking about the new jit coming up today. I'm talking about for a good minute, there was a truce. Maybe not among all sects, but for the most part, you know, there was a bloody crit, you know, let's try to keep the peace type of thing going on. But the enemy, you know, the enemy was pushing by, number one, putting his own agent. See, everybody who's a crit ain't really a crit. Everybody who's a blood ain't really a blood. Everyone who says they're an FOI ain't really an FOI. You see? So the government sends in their own agents to instigate and add fuel to the fight. You see? And I heard stories of, you know, police would snatch up a blood, you know, beat them down and leave them in a crip neighborhood. Snatch up a crip, beat them down, and then leave them in a blood neighborhood. You know? So now, with the rappers, doing what they're doing, this new generation of rappers doing what they're doing, and the enemy's infiltration, you know, it's back up to how it was back in the 80s. From what I understand, because I got people that live out there. I got family that are Uber Crips. But for a minute, man, there was some real, you know, the peace was really trying to be held. They were trying to hold down the peace. And now it's back crazy again. And now they even got it between the black and the brown. You know, well, now the Mexicans are even involved, and we looking at each other, the brown man, the black man, looking at each other like their enemy. All along, the Caucasian is the one instigating and you know, putting the plan together and sitting back watching the plan be executed.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. I can't disagree.
So, Dewan, with the underground artists in L.A., I mean, I don't know how many of them you're familiar with, but I know there are underground artists in L.A. Are they still glamorizing the gunplay in the street and talking about the different sects of gangs? And, you know, is that still going on? Or has the music turned in a positive direction at all?
Well, the most popular artists, they're not necessarily glorifying the blood and the crip thing, but it's the attitude that all these gangs have. It's the same mentality that they all have, and that's what's being glorified in the music still. You know what I'm saying? And it's like say for instance, I'm an FOI, and I hear Brother Problem CD. That's gonna inspire me to do whatever I do as an FOI. Just like if I hear somebody that's doing some gangster music. And I call myself a gangster, and I hear some gangster music gonna inspire me to do some gangster activities. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's necessarily the music that's making people want to go be a gangbanger or making people want to be a FOI. It's just inspiring people who are already into it, and it's influencing other people who don't know what they want to do with themselves by seeing how other people are behaving when they doing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the music is making people change. That's changed who they want to be. All like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. He's saying
it's really the environment. Your environment.
People speaking to that, if they speak to your reality, that will make you lean more towards that. You know, and the same thing can happen in reverse, too, because a lot of people that were living certain lifestyles and listening to certain music and doing certain things, then they hear the voice of Minister Farrakhan. And then they change and do a 180 in that regard, too. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying, too, bro.
Yeah, but then you also got these, man, excuse me, man. I just got to keep it real, man. You got these savage niggas, man. They ain't never banged a day in their life. These niggas, Lil Wayne and Jim Jones, and they streaming Blood Gang because they're paying, you know, some bloods came to extort them. See, that's what happened. Some bloods came to extort them, and through the extortion, when they paid the bloods off, these bloods that extorted them said, it's all right for you to claim the bloodshed now. But they're not banging. They're paying to bang, putting it in the music, and now, you know, I hear what Brother Dewan is saying, but I feel like somewhere in the United States, there's a Lil Wayne fan who wants to be a blood just because he's hearing Lil Wayne screaming Blood Gang. You feel me? And he don't know nothing about what he's screaming, but he hear his favorite rapper talk about his Blood Gang. You know what I'm saying? He said, man, I want to know more about that. You feel me? And then this man ain't never banged a day in his life. He grew up in the industry from the age of 10. He's been making records. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He don't know nothing about no banging. Lil Wayne been in the music industry since he was 10 years old with Cash Money. But now, all of a sudden, he's screaming Blood Gang. Just do like that, man, just on principle. I try just on principle.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. That's no different with him than it is with somebody who's not famous being influenced. Same way we was talking about how a young guy might be influenced by hearing the music. It's the same thing if you're famous. He's influenced by that lifestyle. He's attracted to that lifestyle, and he's not, you know, a member of it, not an active participant in it. So, I mean, the spell, everybody falls under the spell. So, yeah,
I feel
you know.
I feel you on that. I understand. I feel you on that.
Okay, Okay. Well, let's talk to Brother Rockwell, because Brother Rockwell, you're in North Carolina. What's going on with the gunplay out there?
Same as everywhere with you. It's the same. Everybody thinks them. Everybody's claiming to be in the game. And it's nowhere near what it is like in the major cities where it's real gang violence at. But they listen to the rap music, so they want to be what they see. So they walk around with flags and the blue, the red. It's the same, but it's not. I don't think it's as strong as the other parts. I mean, Charlotte's the biggest city in our state. Greensboro's like maybe fourth or fifth biggest in the state. We got crime.
Mm-hmm.
It's just local cliques. You know, you got the South Side, they doing this. North Side is doing this. The Young Brothers is looking for something to identify with. So the only thing they can really identify with is what they see Lil Wayne doing, what they see these rappers doing, what their favorite entertainers doing, and then they try to create their image based around that. So it's really, they're not even themselves. What they're doing is they're being carbon copied. And that's what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see the Young Brothers, like you see them, it's like they're in the Matrix. It's not even them. It's an agent, somebody else.
Mm. Wow. Wow. So let me ask y'all. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask y'all, because I don't know if y'all keep up with statistics like I do, but in 2011, there were, in the first quarter of 2011, there were like 900 children killed by guns between January and March of 2011. In 2013, that number is up to 2,400. In just the first quarter, between the ages of 10 and 24. And being a parent or being a big brother or being an uncle or a friend or whatever, what are you saying to those young people around you that, you know, that just could fall victim to this? And I'm going to ask Brother Chris, because I know you're a parent, Brother Chris, and, you know, what are you saying to the young brothers and young sisters in the community about just how to protect themselves or even just avoid the situation altogether?
Well, dear sister, first let me say that I am also a member of the Peacekeepers with Captain Dennis. And I'm also the designer of the logo. And when I designed the logo, I had in my mind a vision of men going into the community where we lived as saviors. Because we need saviors in our community. You know, when I started walking back 4 months ago, there's a corner in my neighborhood I go to every single day. And I just stand there. And whoever come along, I talk to them. And I reach out to them, and I let them know that there's somebody in your neighborhood who cares. See, the problem is our young folk don't know who cares. They come from different types of homes with different types of lifestyles, single mothers, fathers not present. And because those fathers are not present, the molding and the shaping and the fashioning is not being done in the minds of our young men. So we have to take up a further responsibility, those who've been taught and trained in the knowledge of God and the knowledge of ourselves and the knowledge of this time. We have to take charge today. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is right on time with what he says, the time and what must be done. That's a broad statement.
Mm-hmm.
a very broad statement. My children, I go to them, and I am so thankful that they have not ever been brought home by the police or involved in drugs, because I let them know at an early age that I paid the price with my life in the streets that they don't have to. And we go out together, and we reach out to these young folks in our own neighborhood or wherever we go, because it's a big field that awaits the wide awake civilized man and woman today, and the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are so few. Now, with hip hop music, you're right. Brother said that they're looking for idols. They're looking for something they can relate to. Well, those who are in charge of the music industry gave them some idols. Yeah. They gave them deities, if you will. And these idols in hip-hop are being shaped, fashioned, and formed in the minds of our people today, like they did in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. See, Nebuchadnezzar was a king who demanded the worship of sound and music. Now, that's very interesting. You know, everyone was told to bow down to a 90-by-9-foot golden obelisk. And when they heard the music, they would worship the idol, not the king, but the idol, you know, directly. See, we are living in a world that's not ours. This is a designed world. And this world is designed by the wicked, those who follow Yakub, these Luciferons and whatever else they want to call you. These wicked rulers are like the Pied Piper traveling to and fro, deceiving the masses of our people. So when the cars roll by with the music playing, they ain't really saying nothing. They're telling you more of violence and vulgarity than anything else. That's destructive. And the radio plays this music. And the radio and the media advocates all of this. And they flood you with sex, drugs, and violence from the TV screen to the MP3 and whatever else device you got. You know, so we have to be mindful today as civilized beings that a work needs to be done. I heard brothers say, yeah, it's the same thing going on over here. Yeah, it is. But see, it's the call to duty. Matter of fact, I'm glad I said the call to duty, because the call to duty game is a vicious game that many of our youth are playing right now. And some of these adults don't even realize that they are being trained in what you call, what is that? Lord, have mercy, help me with this word. They are being trained subconsciously for a battle at home when they play this game, Call of Duty. Because my son showed me something. He said, Dad, look at this part. It says Nuke Town. Look at the word N-U-T-O-W-N. Don't that sound like Newtown? Well, if you read the paper, Newtown, Connecticut, in the area where I'm from, that young man was playing the same game. See, the devil plays games with the mind of the youth.
Right.
And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us to separate ourselves from sport and what? Sport and play. See?
Yes, sir.
These guys are not to be played with, and these teachers are not to be played with. So we are looking at real live black devils now. See, the KKK don't got to come in your neighborhood no more, because our youth are being taught and trained by devices all over the internet, all over the television, the radio, and wherever you look, to become wicked to the core. So if we don't, if we are not present for peace, how can we expect peace to be present to?
All right, Brother Chris, teach. Yes, sir. Okay, so let me ask y'all a question. We're going to get to some music. I'm going to ask one more question. So how do we as parents, you know, supervise, and what is our responsibility to our children when it comes to the exposure to the negative media? I think we as parents have to have some degree of responsibility of what our children are exposed to. And I'm going to pose that question to you, Brother Problem 13.
Well, you know, I heard a comedian say a while, you know, some years back, he said, man, if you see some dumb children, just follow them. And when they get home and knock on the door, you're going to see some dumb parents answer the door. You know, if the parent is uninformed, if the parent is not educated, if the parent has no knowledge, particularly the knowledge of self, then what can they instill in the child?
Come on.
See, I got a son. I got some grown sons now, right? And I instill things. You know, the scriptures tell us, you know, teach the child that this should go. When it gets older, it's going, you know, it's going to know what it has to do. You know, I instilled Islam in my children from babies. They were born with Muslim names. So now, my son, my 17-year-old, take for example, he knows what to get involved in and what not to get involved in because I instilled it in him as a child. You know, so I don't have to worry about his activities when he's not home. What I worry about is what can still happen, because nowadays you don't even have to be involved in anything to catch a bullet. You know, so I still worry about him, you know, and I think about it when he's not home, but I don't worry about what he's doing. I know wherever he say he's going, you know, he's there. I know all his friends. I know his friends' parents. Let me say that again. I know all his friends and all of his friends' parents. He can't call me and say, yes, ma'am. He can't call me and say, Now he can, because I know where he at. But in the beginning, he couldn't call me and just say, I'm staying at so-and-so house. Hold on. Let me speak to so-and-so. Is so-and-so mom available? I need to speak with so-and-so mom. I need to speak with so-and-so dad. You know, and we know each other, and we have an understanding. And I have all the phone numbers. So if I need to reach him, I'm not going to call him on the cell. I'm going to call him where he said he's going to be at. And he's sure enough going to be there, because he knows there's a repercussion if he's not. Because I instilled that in him as a child. I heard the minister say one time that a son should, just like a soldier, should love their captain, but also fear their captain. A son should love his father, but also fear his father. You see? So I instilled both. You know, I let him know I love him. But he knows it's foot in your backside all day. I don't play the radio. You know, a lot of people ask me if I work out in the gym hard because I'm worried about these rappers. You know, if I ever get any kind of platform and I might have to do something to defend myself. No, I work out the way I work out because I got sons that are going to grow up and be men. And when they be men, they're going to still understand. You ain't nothing popping over here. You know, my son is taller than me. You know, my son, particularly Mujahid, he's tall, he's 17, he's taller than me. Because as a child, I started smoking weed and cigarettes real young, and it started my growth. He never smoked weed or cigarettes, so his growth is fully intact. So he's taller than me. He's like 6 something. But he already knows. Man, it don't matter how much taller I am than Dad, man. Dad will still break me down. I'm not going to play with Dad. You feel me? But there's also a love there where we can discuss things. He doesn't have so much fear of me that he can't speak his mind when he feels a certain way, because he's a grown man. And a grown man should be allowed to speak their mind. And then we have that understanding. You see? But that's very key for the parent, first of all, to be informed, to be aware, to know. If the parent is not informed, if the parent is not aware, if the parent don't know, they can't instill nothing in the child. But once the parent is informed, aware, and the parent knows,
then there's certain steps that the parent needs to take in order to secure their child even growing into adulthood.
Well,
yes,
let me jump in for a second, because I agree with everything that both brothers said. I look at it like this. If you got a sister, I'm going to start with the sister first, but you got a sister that's 15 to 16 years old, she gets pregnant. She's not through being a child. She's still a teenager. You know, she haven't even been to the prom yet. So now she's with child. Now she's got a 2-year-old baby by the time she's 18, a 4-year-old baby by the time she's 20. And you're still in those prime years. On the flip side, the brother's 17 when he gets his sister pregnant. So you haven't even fully grown out of your childish ways yet. So the generation gap is not even a full generation. The gap that exists is not even a full generation, to call it the generation gap. So the children and the parents are coming up into the same things. See, and my mother had me young, but we wasn't into the same things. You know, my mother was a little more mature. It was nowhere in the world that I was into the same thing my mother was into, she was in the same thing that I was. But these days it's a little different. So while the child is listening to Lil Wayne, and I don't mean to just try to single out individual artists, but I'm using him as an example because he's the most popular.
No, single him out.
While the child is listening to Lil Wayne, the mama is probably going screaming in another room, "Hey, boy, do you got my Lil Wayne CD in there? You know what I'm saying? Bring me my Lil Wayne CD." See, that's how close the gap is. So if both are being fed the same type of information or being fed the same misinformation, then it's a like Brother Prob said, it's a stunt in the growth. But now we're talking about the mental growth, the spiritual growth. So it's hard. Somebody has to come along and teach somebody, whether it be the child or whether it be the parent, because it's not going to ever change. Then meanwhile, you got the brother that's out here doing what he do in these streets. He's selling dope, or he hustling in some other form of fashion, or he's just not doing nothing at all. He's just being lazy. See, so how can he raise a man and he's not even a man himself? So all these things contribute to that process and contribute to that cycle, and that cycle has to be broken. Like the brother was speaking earlier about how he would stand on the corner all day and just catch people passing by and just put something in their ear. I mean, we need that so bad, because the people who are looked to and claim to be the leaders of the community, the preachers, the politicians, the teachers, and things of that nature, they not getting it done. Because let me tell you something, the hood don't respect them. The hood don't respect the preacher like they used to respect the preacher. The hood don't respect, they don't respect the police, because the police are not viewed as somebody who's serving and protecting, somebody that had your best interest in mind. But then you got, like I say, of course the politicians and those cats, we never trusted them. But now when you can't trust the teacher, you can't trust the minister, you know, so who do they have to look to? So in a sense, our generation and the generation before us is to blame just as much as anybody else that we can put the onus on for the condition of our youth. So we got to take that responsibility. It's such a blessing for me personally to be a rap artist where I can kind of get some of that information out and try to maybe possibly clean up some of the dirt that I've contributed to, you know, in my early age and in my ignorance and some of the music I made. So, because Mr. Farrakhan once said that the rappers were the biggest ministers, because if you're an artist that you might not sell but 1,000 units for every record, every album you drop. The average church don't have 1,000 members. See, so that's still a lot, you know. So we just have to just understand the value of words and make sure that everything we put in a child's head, that is something that's going to benefit them in the long run, because they hear you. they listening. They might have a look on their face, but also you have to a degree, you have to be an example, because they you can talk with, you can tell them what they need to do all day long, and regardless if you're 1,000% right, they got to see some type of fruit
that
shows them in their favor that, okay, you know what? What this dude is saying is legit.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Slam Legan.
That's right. Okay.
Slam
Legan.
Slam
Legan.
Slam.
Dear sister, I know you're about to go into something. I just want to say something real quick. You know, someone just texted me and said, you know, don't forget to say that black men need to step up. And that's true. And then they said, black women need to step up and cover up, because a nation can rise no higher than its woman. Wow. Some of our sisters who's listening, y'all need to put something on, straight up. Y'all need to put something on, because you're driving our brothers, you're driving our brothers really insane right now. They can't even, how you expect a man to be a man for you, and he can't even get his mind out the gutter because you naked?
Well, let me just say this on that. You know, men are the maintainers of women. And I promise you, it's six in one hand and half a dozen in the other. Because men would not gravitate to such, and when you are struggling against your own nature, when you are struggling against your own lower desires, that is a struggle. That's a hard struggle. Sure. But if men would not gravitate to such, then trust me, if the man set the standard that every woman he desires needs to be dressed like a nun, every sister would be dressed like a nun. If every sister would require that a man be a man, number one, pull his pants up, number two, dress like a man, number three, if that was the demand and the standard of a woman, every man would fall to that standard. So each of us, man and woman, have to raise our standards. Because, see, I ain't down with that. You don't call a sister a hoe, but she was only a hoe after you got up out the bed with her.
That's right.
You see what
right.
I'm saying? So we, you know, you can't have it both ways. So yeah. If men are gonna be the maintainers of women, then as a man, then you don't have to entertain that woman. You don't have to take in that woman. Don't take her in, and then after you have satisfied your lower nature, then put a label on her and call her a name, and
that's
you
right.
say it's because what, she's naked.
That's
absolutely
right.
Not. And guess what? She gonna continue to be naked because another one just like you gonna come along and play with her for a minute, and then when he through with her, he gonna put a label on her too. So men have to turn a blind eye to that type of negativity, and the sisters will put some clothes on. And the same thing with these women. Stop making punks out of these men. You take these men into your houses, they don't work, they don't have no job, they ain't got no hustle, they ain't even got no game. And you going to work and you taking care of them and you reproducing them into the future, and then he beats you up, cuss you out, leave you, go to the next sister, and you mad. Why you mad?
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
So sometimes we create situations that we could easily avoid, but if we don't start setting standards for ourselves, we can't blame nobody else.
Right.
Nobody else. So that's six in one hand and half a dozen in the other. I know the sisters are out there naked, but they naked for a reason, because the men keep falling victim to what they doing.
Yeah.
Y'all keep gravitating towards it. Not y'all, I'm just saying men in general will gravitate to that. Because I can go right now and put on some tight jeans and a T-shirt. I don't even have to be revealing nothing. But it'll be, you know, the reaction be totally different. But when I go out here with my headpiece on, you know, brother's going to come correct if he come at all.
That's right.
It don't matter
you know
if he
covered
up or not.
That's right. That's you know, that's some powerful truths you just dropped on the screen.
That's right.
I'm just saying. That's the truth. Okay, listen, I have one more question, but I want to get into this music, and I'm going to start with Brother K. Reno, because this is one I hadn't heard before. So, K. Reno, tell me about this song, From the Sky. What's up with that?
This song is just really speaking about, it's really inspired by Donald Elijah Muhammad, the message to the black man when he talks about the mystery God. And how people tend to believe that a blessing is just going to fall out the sky. You know, you're going to pray. People like to pray and then lay. I'm going to pray and then go lay down. And when I wake up, the blessing is going to be in a basket on my front porch. So
wow.
This song is just talking about how really, man, once you say that prayer, you got to get to work and act on it and make it come to reality. So the hook is saying that blessings don't fall from the sky. And, but you have to apply hard work and some grind to it in order to bring whatever you desire into fruition.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to listen to From the Sky from K. Reno. And I hate Blog Talk's music system, their audio system, but I hope it sounds good because I heard it on YouTube and it sounded really nice. So here we go, K. Reno, From the Sky.
Y'all wanna know how God really works? Ain't no hocus pocus. By hard work and focus. Don't be looking on your toes and down. Pray on it, will it, build it, focus, stay on it, see it, chase it, believe it, channel it, picture yourself with it before you physically handle it, and grab it, watch it, feed it, nurse it, guard it from anyone who might attempt to curse it, frequently treat it while never showing the weakness, hold it and never leak it, keep your vision a secret, work for it, no time for crying and debating, understand, patience doesn't mean lying around and waiting, it's a long road, but you'll accomplish it if it's meant. If you run in the marathon, why would you practice for a sprint? Gotta build up your strength through the pain and the suffering. If you train to fight 50 rounds, 12 ain't nothing. No gaining if you complaining, no advancement if you're napping. Anything you're trying to do is something you will make it happen. We gotta learn that blessings don't fall from the sky. If you want something, be willing to do all that applies. Gotta get your hands dirty, persevere through the test. Say a prayer, get to work, and let God do the rest. We gotta learn that blessings don't fall from the sky. If you want something, be willing to do all that applies. Gotta get your hands dirty, persevering through the test. Say a prayer, get to work, and let the God do the rest. Blessings waiting, but your patience is running them away. Nothing happens overnight except the coming of a day. I heard a lot of people say they gotta see it to believe it. But believing in the unseen is the best way to achieve it. Gotta move on your vision, disregard without a sin. God wants to raise you up, but he can't help you if you're scared. So I weave through the detracting, the slander, and the laughing while wearing spiritual vests to protect me from dream assassins. I was a dream assassin. I appreciate you asking. That's somebody you tell your goals, and then they start blasting. Shooting at your dreams, trying to knock them off the radar. Trying to discourage you and make you miserable like they are. But a weak thinker can never conquer a strong mind. Keep pushing even if it might take you a long time. If you run into a couple of setbacks and then quit, that means you never had belief to begin. We gotta learn that blessings don't fall from the sky. If you want something, be willing to do all that applies. Gotta get your hands dirty, persevere through the test. Say a prayer, get to work, and let God do the rest. We gotta learn that blessings don't fall from the sky. If you want something, be willing to do all that applies. Gotta get your hands dirty, persevering through the test. Say a prayer, get to work, and let the God do the rest. The world is yours, you walking in passively with fear. You expect expect your problem solution to magically appear. Don't be bathing in depression, you destined to be a great one. You need some money, stop begging for a job and make one. Never envy one's talent, go to the real source. Don't be jealous of them, just ask God to reveal yours. Gain from your losses, whatever happened was meant to. Don't let no felony, no drug habit or hate prevent you. Focus on your life, several hours a night. You can't fight the power till you gain the power to fight. I ain't finished school, so what? I had a child, so what? God makes a way out of nothing, punk, fold up. Degrees and diplomas don't guarantee dollars. I done seen dropout millionaires and homeless scholars. Like I said many times, my objective is to help you. Cause everything I'm saying, I'm telling it to myself. We gotta learn that lessons don't fall from the sky. If you want something, be willing to do all that applies. Gotta get your hands dirty, persevere through the test. Say a prayer, get to work, and let God do the rest. We gotta learn that blessings don't fall from the sky. If you want something, be willing to do all that applies. Gotta get your hands dirty, persevering through the tent. Say a prayer, get to work, and let the God do the rest.
Reno, I like that. I like that. I love that message.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Wow. Okay, so that's what we need to do. All the people need to stop thinking it's going to come out the sky. I like that. Okay, Brother Rockwell.
Yes,
ma'am. Are you there?
I am here.
You there? You know what?
Hello?
Never mind, because you know what? I can't find your song right now. I mean, it's in here, but I have so much music in the studio, and I put everything on the Young, Gifted, and Black. I'm going to have to find it, but I did
you
find
talking about
a
the,
song that I planned
about
to play
the
anyway.
The latest one I just sent you can't find that one.
Yeah, it's in here. I got it, but I just don't have it queued up right now. I'm going to
queue it up.
But in the meantime, in the between time, we're going to hear from my godfather, Problem 13. And Problem, you know, I don't appreciate you keeping this song for me because I had never heard it before.
What song is it, Queen? What song is it?
Walking Like I Talk It.
Oh, okay. It's right there on the free download page.
Well,
you know, the scripture says, seek, and you shall find.
I was on the phone with Brother Chris. Now, I was on the phone with Brother Chris, and I was telling him, I say, I can't get the song. And then I said, oh, I guess I got to push the button download.
So crazy.
I'm not a technocrat. But before we listen to your song, we gonna have a question from look like Austin, Texas, area code 512. Your mic is live. You have a question?
Oh, I am so sorry. I think my phone accidentally pressed the button or something. I don't have a question.
Okay, well, who are you?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Austin, for listening. All right. We're going to listen. Oh, okay. Wait. I think I know this number here. This is a call here from M.I. Crooked Letter I. Your mic is live. Area code 662. Okay, why y'all pushing the button for a question? I'm not saying nothing.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters.
Wa alaikum salam, DJ Black Caesar. This is my engineer. This is my brother. This is my friend. This is the host of DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show on the Nation Building Network on Wednesday night. Thank you for joining us tonight. Do you have a question for any of our artists?
No, I just have a salute for all your guests everybody in the house tonight. I want to salute all the gentlemen. I've been following you guys, K Reno, Problem 13, and DeJuan. I've been following you guys for quite a while. You guys are really, really out there, guys. You guys are like somebody that really means a lot in my life because I've been checking you out. You guys got positive messages, and you're bringing a positive message to the black people. And I just want to salute you guys for doing that. And I want to tell all you guys, I salute you guys and I respect you guys. And I think the world will be in a really bad place if we didn't have rap artists out there passing a positive message across to the nation like you guys are doing right now.
Oh,
thank you, big
that
brother.
Is so nice.
Thank
that
you means a lot. Great motivation, brother. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, no doubt.
Thank you, sir, gentlemen. All right. Hey, Sister Gidget, I'm going to let you get back to it, play the music, because I'm enjoying the show. I've been on here since the beginning, and you got a wonderful show going on, Sister. That's all I want you to know.
Well, you know I learned from you, dear brother.
She's so modest. She's so modest.
Well, I tell you, DJ Black Freeze, I know I always do this, but really, I tell people all the time, without you, Nation Builder Network in itself would not be in existence, and everything that I have learned to do, I have learned from DJ Black Freeze. So, brother, I know you called in to salute the artists, but I hope they join me in saluting you, because without you, none of this, absolutely none of the 7 shows that we've created would be possible without you. So we salute you, and I love you.
Yes, sir.
I think I love you too, sister. I love you to death. Hey, guys, I'm going to sit back and just check you guys out because I'm having a good time right now. So go ahead and do your thing, sister. Get the most beautiful queen on earth right now, Sister Adiva.
Thank you. All right. Walking Like I Talk in Problem 13. Give us some history behind that song.
Oh, man, I wrote it before I found the beat. That was born out of the days when I was working on the devil job and I worked the night shift. So I would just be writing lines all night, You know, lines would come and I just write them down. And then when I heard the beat, you know, I put it together like a jigsaw puzzle, and that's it. That's the product, Walking Like a Talking.
All right, so here we go with Problem 13, Walking Like I Talk It.
And I'm back with another one. Stepping like I'm soldiering. Leave the mic smoldering. No, I can't hold it. And I got to unleash it. I'm on another level. Other rappers can't reach it. Don't mean to sound facetious. I tell it like I see it. The best I ever did it ever since I was a fetus. I'm convinced, not conceited. Cause it's a gift from God. The way I spit vocabulary. Grab the mic and rip it hard. The way my mouth spits the rap. The way I bounce off the trap. Bring it heavy, pound for pound. And not an ounce of it is whack. I'm super califragile. Fragilistic, damn, I rap ferocious. Even if you don't like rap, when I start to rap, you notice. You're immediately impressed by the way I rock and roll, by the way I drop my flow. Anytime I step on stage and perform, I rock the show. Let me ask, I got to know. Do you know another rapper that can bring it hot to know? Fuck it like I talk it, back it like I rap it. Bring it like I sing it, don't believe me, come and see me. Walk it like I talk it, back it like I rap it. Bring it like I sing it, don't believe me, come and see me. Here's another verse of this extravagant spectacular. Lyrical vernacular, verbally attracting ya. I use my tongue to flip the words like a spatula. It's a lot of rappers in the game, but they ain't matching up. Problem 13, P13, I'm him. Hip-hop messiah, modern day Rakim. All eyes on me like Tupac Shakur. Hip-hop got a disease and I got the cure. The devil got a grip on hip-hop for sure. My rhymes are holy water and I got a lot to pour. Exercise the demons like the exorcist. Satan's time is up and he's expecting this. I'm like a Black Panther screaming black power to a white world. Standing strong with the black erected fist. So you can get with this or you can get with that. But it's the fact you love the way I rip the track. That's right. Walk it like I talk it, back it like I rap it. Bring it like I sing it, don't believe me, come and see me. Walk it like I talk it, back it like I rap it. coming with another verse. Goddamn, there's another hearse with a black man being buried 6 feet deep, covered under dirt, leaving behind another mother hurt. I'm tired of seeing black men dying young, by single mothers with no fathers for their dying sons. It makes me angry, that's the fury that you hear on the mic. But it sounds so good, it makes you cheer cause it's tight. Makes you say, man, that brother dead be bringing the flavor. Hip hop is dying, Master Farrar sent me as a savior.
That's right.
You can take it, you can let it alone, but you can't deny my swag when I get in the zone. When I spit it, man, it has to be massive. Garbage rappers corroding rap like battery acid. Grab the mic real tight, jump on the track and I smash it. 213, bringing real rap back to the masses. When I fuck it like I talk it, back it like I rap it, bring it like I sing it, don't believe me, come and see me. Walk it like I talk it, back it like I rap it, bring it like I sing it, don't believe me, come and see me.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe you, so I'm not going to come see you.
Be too enough.
I love that song. I love that beat. And let me ask you, Brother Prob, I know you said you was working and you was just writing, but, you know, your lyrics are so, how can I put it, in your face. For lack of a better word.
I mean, I don't got time to play, you know, like, I don't, you know, my lyrics represent how I am in real life. Like, I'm a straight blunt type of, that's why I don't got no friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no friends. Like, outside of the FOI, you know, and my Facebook friends, I don't really got no friends. If you notice on Facebook, I don't really jump on people's threads. Because the only reason I got a Facebook was to promote my music. The only reason I'm on the internet at all is to grind and do my thing. So I learned that a long time. Don't jump on these threads, man, you know, because you're going to lose fans. Just
right.
Let them think what they're going to think. You there to do what you do, because I'm a straight, blunt person. And I think, you know, I think people should be like that. I think y'all got to excuse me. I had to come inside to get Charlie my phone up, and I got these children in here. And I'm about to snap, crack, one pop on my team. I'm going to knock you right into the middle of that wall, boy. So, you know, my lyrics is just like how I am, straight, blunt, to the point. Sometimes I might do the wordplay, you know, but I'm not, that's not really my style. I might do it if a line comes and it's a hot line like that with the wordplay, I'll use it. But that ain't really my style. I'm more of a straightforward type of MC. Now, who I love, who's sick with the wordplay, is Brother DeJuan. Now, Brother DeJuan is thick with the wordplay, man. I mean, yo, he be saying some lines, I be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Why you ain't give that line to me? You know what I'm saying? Yo, Brother DeJuan be saying some lines, man. That man say he a child abuser every day, he beat the son up. I said, oh, Lord. That man said every day he beat the son up. See, if you don't have no knowledge yourself, you ain't going to understand that line. But that's a very profound thing to say. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Asiatic black man, but I got hustled like a Mexican. What? Who says these things? Yo, Brother DeJuan, stick with the wordplay. You know, so I'm going to leave the wordplay to DeJuan, and I'm going to stay with my straightforward type of style. You feel me?
Yeah, and I love DeJuan. I love DeJuan so much, and I learned how to talk like him because, you know, he got that swag because that's Brother DeJuan.
No doubt.
We love you, Brother DeJuan. You know that.
Love y'all too.
Yeah, we do. Yo, you're one of my favorite MCs, man. Most definitely.
Likewise,
that's
man.
Real talk.
And you know what, K-Reno and Prob and DeJuan. Now this is a young gifted and black demand. Y'all really need to do a collab sometime this year. You know what I'm saying?
That.
I'm just putting it out there. All
well,
right.
I'm working on my first official album, because up until now I've only been dropping mixtapes. For those that don't know, the difference between a mixtape and an album is a mixtape is recorded mostly on pre-release beats, you know, tracks that other artists have already used and made popular, and then you just redo it and remix it to your own life, you know, and that's what I've been doing. Now I'm working on my first official album, and if it be the will of Allah, I definitely intend to do a song with the legendary K Reno, and I got to have Dewan on there. See, Dewan gonna make me really go to the lab, because if I do a record with Dewan and with Sam, you know, I know they're coming with the wordplay. I mean, have you heard Brother Sam on that on Polytheist? Oh man, oh my God! So I know if I do records with Sam, if I do records with Dewan and Sam, I know I gotta sit in the lab. I gotta like fast for like 30 days. You know what I'm saying? And really focus hard, because these brothers be coming with the lines hard. You know what I'm saying? But if it be the will of Allah, you know, I plan to make this happen.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard Brother Sham Lewis's I'm Not of the Polytheist, but let me tell you something.
Oh, my God, that record is sick.
He came on the show and brought me to tears. Now, y'all know me. I'm hard in the pain like it really go. And that brother, he came on twice and made me cry. If you have ever heard him sing Virtuous Woman, oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's
he got
all
the,
I can
he got
say.
The, I definitely want him on the hook, and I want him to spit a verse. We're going to make this happen. I'm, you know, my album is going to be a double CD, so there's enough room for everybody who I bring on. We're going to really make it happen. The name of the album is going to be called Blood Off My Hands, the Mujahideen Project. Who y'all hearing in the background? That's my little baby girl, Aisha. She's 11 months old. She's trying to learn how to talk. She's trying to out-talk me right now. You know, that's who y'all hearing in the background right now. I can't slam her into the wall. I just got to let her do her thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you tell her auntie gets to go interview her next week.
Y'all hear it though? She's just steady, just running her mouth.
We're going to move on, and we're going to introduce some new music. And we have Brother Rockwell here with us. And Brother Rockwell, come on down front and center. Tell us something more about yourself. And what was the motivation for this song that you and Brother, I think his name is E. Thurl, did? So come on down front and center and introduce yourself to us and let us know what your passion is in this industry.
My passion is just to put out good music. I love hip-hop. I got a skill. I got a craft. So I want to use that to be an influence to the streets, to the listeners, to the ears, to call for hip-hop revolution. That's what I hear. It's real simple. All
right. Okay. All right. And so tell us about the clothing line that you're working on.
The clothing line is called COPE. COPE stands for Cream of the Planet Earth. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the original man is the maker, owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. So I took the COPE out of that, changed the C to a K, because we're all kings and queens of the planet Earth before we became niggas and BITCHs. So I wanted to take something original and create a clothing line to push some type of consciousness on clothing at the same time.
That's tight work. That's tight work.
Yeah, so that's something I'm working on now. And over the it's a K, and it's a, the O is actually the earth. And inside of the earth is going to be Pangea, which is what the land was, where Asia, before the land split, all of the land was together. So, and I got a crown sitting on top of the earth, because like I said, we was rulers. We was building pyramids and doing all this ancient mathematical stuff before we hit this level that we on now. So I wanted to bring out consciousness in the music, of course, and in the clothing. So I came up with COPE, K-O-P-E, and that's what I'm working on now. And I'm trying to get it out all over the streets, the nation. I want people who don't even know what it means just to be rocking consciousness unconsciously, so to wake them up. That's the whole objective, is to wake the people up. So you got to come with some flavor, some style. So I figured that I was influenced by the teachings, of course. So as that kept ringing in my head, as I thought about what I could come up with, and I said, well, you can't go wrong pulling from what the messenger has taught. Can't go wrong with that. So that's how I came up with COPE.
Yes, sir. Well, I love it. I saw the T-shirt. I want my T-shirt, Brother Rockwell. I gave you the size, so it's on you now. So
yes,
I want
ma'am.
My T-shirt.
Okay, I'm working on some designs
song.
Now. So, okay, the song is called
cool.
the song is called More Out of Life, and it's really what you're hearing. I just want more out of life. Whatever is being presented
to us.
No, wait.
Pump the brakes. No, that ain't the one I got.
Oh, that's the one I thought you was playing. That's what I sent to you, sister.
No, that's not the one I got. I got the wrong. But wait a minute. I might have more out of life, but the one I have is with you and Ethero. Is it Ethero?
The one that I just sent you? The one I just sent you with the singing on it is More Out of Life.
Okay. Hold on.
The one I sent you the first time we was on the show, I gave you 1 in 10 million.
Yeah, I got that one. Okay.
Right.
Well, look, let me tell you what we're going to do. Since you're going to bust me out. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to listen to this one, and I'm going to find the other one. Hold on. Okay, so tell us about this song, though. This is a collaboration you did with your boy. So what's up with this one? It's a good song.
I'm a little confused right now. We talking about the same song?
You
talking about
put
More
like
Out of Life.
Let me play it, and then you tell me afterwards. Here we go.
Okay.
We need some volume. Y'all can hear me? You need some volume on the track.
With ammo, narcos, and Benjamins. All that you can handle when my squad spit is equivalent to a trilogy of Rambos. I'm smooth old school, Billy Dean, you just Sambo, a bootlicker. Yeah.
I see you, let's get on, baby. Let's go.
I hear what you're saying, that you're drilling in most cats. Internet rappers, Facebooking and post that. Twitter with your beat, I'm a spitter with the heat. I'm a thriller in Manila, a gorilla and a beat. Architect, I'm a builder when I speak. Call me Wednesday, I never lose, I like the weak. My flow is underground like the water in the sea. I'm a menace to society like Kane in the street. Old dog, yeah, we bringing all the heat. Like LeBron and D-Wade, yeah, we blazing in the street. Rockin' these girls, Mayweather at its peak. And we got more wins than category number threes. Hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, let me see. Ali and Tyson and Rocky number three. I'm a rocket like the dream. I'm marking for the fiend, so I hit my heart lungs. I'm the dopest on the scene. Took time to develop this, came up like a peasant did. Now I'm the king, most benevolent, mixed with a little bit of arrogance. Cocky on some rebel shit, he kept me focused, now I'm level with a whole nother flow, no comparison. Bro said I'm better than, only cause I switched up my regimen. You can call me Jesus or Edison, cause I bring a light to the world through my music, it's the evidence. Made myself a little more relevant, severed all the pettiness, got rid of ignorance. It's the deadliest, buried it with all the other various things that was hindering my character. Had to change my character like Sprint, I was in the bad area. Had to change my carrier for peace to receive what I was carrying. So I gave birth like cesarean for all of those who like flows berserk like barbarians.
My plan is to reach the top, to touch dope like a pie shop. So I'm focused like Cyclops, the dope is like a drug spot. My motive is to rush it, the bubble like sunkiss, the spread like fungus. I'm flipping like a gymnast, to double up my business. Acquire more interest, you could call me the chemist. My presence is tremendous, the flow is endless. Like cascades and bridges, my bad days are endless. It seems like I'm flipping, my dreams are quite different. King type living, cream is why I'm driven. I'm no Michael Bivens, need a new addition to treat my addiction. For all these women, my downfall's written. Blind man's affliction, don't know where I'm going. Just know that I'm tripping. And oh, did I mention, the flow's real vintage. It's no competition, it's my composition. Remove opposition, improve my position. To stop all that bullshit like I was Scott Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
get it coming. Lord knows we're growling stomachs, 100 deep. Feel like mouths are running.
It's the second coming, so prepare for the outcome. Prepare for the outcome, prepare.
I'm on my grind, can't get enough. Trying to play with the chips without the bluff. Yeah, I need my pocket stick, trying to catch the mumps. Got my whole family eating, we the clump. So I stay in the streets like a speed up. Never slowing down, I'm yelling, y'all need to keep up. I'm a Corvette, you something like a Prius.
Okay, brother, Rockwell, that's the song I was talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your song?
That is, but that's not what I sent for you to play, sister.
Okay, well, you know what? Hey, my bad, bruh. I got you, though. But I got you, though. You know I do. I got you. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but that,
trust
that just totally threw me off. I wasn't, that's not what I wanted played.
Well, you
that
know
was,
what?
That was from a show.
We still have about, we got 35 more minutes, and I'm going to upload your song. Because I have it in my own personal collection. So I'm going to upload your song. And in the meantime, in between time, we're just going to move on. But we're going to get your song More Out of Life on. Because it's a bad jam, too. But I like that one. But I'm going to get
that
your
record,
song
that
on. Because that's
that
the
record was, that record was tight. You were spitting
I know.
It.
He don't think so, but you know.
In the middle of the song, but I was vibing.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was actually a show run. We had did a show here in the city, and those were just verses that we spit behind a couple beats back to back. So when that came on, my face was like, whoa. Like, that was like a show
verses,
run that we did of of three beats that we went through, you know what I'm saying, just basically showcasing our skill. That's basically what that was, but yeah. I mean, if y'all liked it, hey, I'll praise be to Allah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, well, listen, while I'm uploading his song, I had another question that I wanted to talk to you all about. And I wanted to talk about breaking the trendsetters, because we know who the trendsetters are. You know, the minister spoke on how they gather in Hollywood and how they gather on the East Coast at different times and just kind of, you know, make a decision on what kind of trend our music and our television broadcasting is going to be. And so I'm going to ask you, K. Reno, you know, when we talk about the material that we produce as artists, you know, how can we kind of break the trendsetters from, you know, making this type of demand on us? How can we stop selling out and putting a price tag on our behinds and on our talent and just selling out for, you know, whatever amount of dollars, because we're getting our people killed, you know, with that type of, you know, following in that type of trend. So I'm going to ask you, K. Reno.
Well, I mean, the first thing that has to happen is that the artists have to have a genuine concern about the effect that their music is going to have on people. And I think that's one of the things that we tend to overlook as artists when we come into the game. We're so focused on the money. We're so focused on the fame and the popularity and all of the so-called luxuries that come along with the so-called fame and the so-called success. But then when we do reach that, or when we think we reach it, then we pass back through the neighborhoods and see the people suffering in the very neighborhoods that you grew up in, then that points to a lack of compassion and a lack of concern about the condition of the people. And we have to know that an individual can't rise no higher than the condition of his people. So it don't matter if you sold 1 million records, or if you was on 106 in Park yesterday, and or you had the big sold out tour, and you get home and then you still see dope fiends walking around. You still see women selling their bodies and doing the things that have been going on all along, I mean, we have to have concern. We gotta care, man. And I think when we develop a conscience and start caring about what we talk about, man, then things will change for the artists. And the popular artists have to wipe that yellow streak off their back, man, and not feel so threatened and be so scary about losing what they think they have, because they really don't have anything. If you go throughout the history, you've seen many examples of just great, great, powerful black people that have been taken down by the enemy the second that they oppose him in any form or fashion. I don't care if it's Michael Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Mike Tyson, whoever it is, man, the second that you come out and rebel against what they have been pushing you to do your whole career, then they immediately show you the nigga that you are. You know what I'm saying? So with that in mind, we have to come out the gate. We have to come out the gate, man, from your very first meeting with the label. You know, I don't mind a young artist wanting to get on the label, wanting to meet with the label, but you can't compromise your integrity or your dignity as an artist. And even if you don't have any, if you don't even understand the game, you need to learn it from somebody. So when you go in, you can go in strong and not let somebody tell you, well, you know what, we like it, but we want you to take this out, or we want you to change this line, or change this hook, or say this, or speak more about that, when in reality, like we talk about that meeting, that's only being done to further contribute to the downfall of our people, man. And that's what we got. We got to be braver and stronger than that, and just tell these people straight up, you know what? Well, if you're not going to take me the way I am, then I'll just put my own music out, which we should be doing anyway. You know,
right.
all these rich and wealthy black people that we have, and some of the few rap artists that have been fortunate enough to become rich and wealthy. I mean, why are we still up under anybody when we can combine and unify and pool our resources and take this thing over and do it for ourselves, man? We letting a small number control a vast majority, man.
I know that's right. You better teach K. Reno. And Brother Chris, what you say to that?
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I agree with dear brother. You know, the music industry is a wicked place, man. And if we don't start producing our own music and owning it and selling it, you know, we can always be knocking and begging at their door. You know, a great artist we just lost named Omar Chandler was on MCA Records, and he came to me back in 2008 and told me that he really wanted to sing songs about a better world, and that was in his heart. But when he brought that to the record label, they was like, "We don't want to put any money behind that. We want you to sing those love songs that make people feel, you know, a certain way." And he wanted to get out there so bad that he couldn't see another way, and he just wanted to sing, you know. So it's easy to fall victim to that, I think. But we have an opportunity today to really learn from the lessons of our past if we just apply ourselves and move forward.
Right.
And what about those excuse me, who are in the film industry? Because now I've never seen this show, because you know, Sister Gibson don't look at television. But there's just been so much hoopla and talk about the show Scandal. And from what I understand, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, because like I said, I've never seen the show, but here we have our beautiful sister Kerry Washington involved in an extramarital affair with a white man, and you know, this is just not what I, you know, would have wanted. My daughter's 28 now, but if, you know, if I wanted her to see herself portrayed in film, and if that was her desire to pursue a career in that, and I had to choose an example. Now, we know that there are different roles and things like that, but, I mean, you know, do we have to, are we so desperate that we settle for anything, you know, that we sell out our own pride and our own dignity? I mean, what do you think about the film industry as well, not just the music, Brother Chris?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of people who are working right now on public access TV throughout the country, in every part of the country. These people are going in there getting free training on video production and camera use, and they're learning how to edit and work the programs for free. And they go out here now. There's some in my area. These guys will go out here now and make their own movies. And because technology has become so simplified today, you could take a cell phone, if you got good quality, and produce a good, you know, video footage. So I think that if those of us want to get into movies, that's a good thing. But we need to pool our resources. And we need to get our thoughts together and stop criticizing each other to the point where we really put each other down and start picking each other up and produce the movies that we want to see. I'd like to see in fact, right now, if we had the brothers or sisters with the cameras, man, we could sit here and record on video what we're doing right now. Next thing you know, it'd be a movie like Breaking or Beat Street or something, and then we go distribute it ourselves. We can do that. Do you remember Fresh Groove?
I watched it the other night.
Now there's some real science in that movie. You know, here you got Russell Simmons and this white man sitting here putting together a record label. Now, when that movie came out, we was too young to even realize what they were doing. We just loved music. But I looked at it again, and I said, wow, these guys were in a room in a college dorm somewhere, and they put together a record label, and they started doing tours. See, that's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wants us to do. He wants us to unite and pool our resources. They're doing it all around us, so why can't we do it amongst us?
Right.
Yes, sir. And Brother DeJuan, you know, you out there in Dollywood, you know, what you thinking? What you thinking about the film industry? I mean, I know you're a musical artist, but what's up with that?
I don't know. You know, I already ain't got nothing to say about the film industry, but like as far as like actually what's going on the scene, live in person, it's a lot of everybody that I've known to be out there in that type of lifestyle, kind of like, you know, kind of like gayish or whatever. So you know, I believe all of the rumors and stuff that people are putting out there all over the internet about that film industry because of the type of people that, you know what I'm saying, I went to school with and stuff, they're trying to be like extras in movies and stuff, they're kind of feminine and things, you know? But, you know, just like the music, they are getting their ideas based on what's going on in the communities. You know, it's not the communities that's really feeding off of the media, it's the media feeding off of the community. They're making money off of the inspiration, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
If we get
yes,
our access, yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. And Brother Paul?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know what I want to see? I want to see
a movie reflecting the true depiction of Jesus Christ. You know, the real, how it really went down. You know, I want to see a black Jesus, and not with the script they use, but with the real script straight out of the Bible. That's a dream of mine that I want to see. And, you know, all these black movie makers out here that, you know, Spike Lee getting all mad with Quentin Tarantino about Django Unchained, but these niggas ain't doing nothing. I mean, look, I ain't in the film. But you mean to tell me there ain't one black filmmaker that's made all these hood movies and all this foolishness, and not one of them has ever thought about, let me make the real, you know, the real Passion of the Christ. You feel me? And I believe, man, that that movie would wake up so many black people, because if it's done correctly, and they see them disciples, they see them soldiers whooping on Jesus like that, see, because that's how they whooped us in slavery. You see, that's real how they beat that man. In the scriptures, I talk about they pulled his beard out of his face till his face was deformed. You know what I'm saying? His side was open and it was spilling out. That's how they beat a black man. So I think that image of Jesus would wake up so much black people overnight when they see this, when they actually see the image of these white men, these Roman soldiers, beating on Jesus like that. And Jesus is a black man with dreadlocks in the movie. And that would wake, like, maybe we'll start seeing things more clear after that, because we're so stuck on Jesus because the slave master, that's all he fed us. So because we're a spiritual people by nature, you know, that's where our spirituality, that's what we feed into, whatever the devil gives us as far as spirituality. You see what I'm saying? So if they was to see a vision like that, it would just wake them up. They'll start seeing the white man as the devil that he truly is. But, man, they not making no real movies. The black ones, they making no real movies. That's why I applaud Quentin Tarantino for what he did. I mean, the minister spoke his piece on it, and the minister's really the only one who can speak his piece on it. You know what I'm saying? Spike Lee needs to sit down and shut up, because you had an opportunity to do this. If you felt that Quentin Tarantino did it wrong, why haven't you stepped up to do it right to begin with all the years you've been in there, you know, bending over for these crimes? Now you mad at Quentin Tarantino because he did it, and you feel he did it in a disrespectful way. Man, you're a fuck, man. You're a sucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All these black movie makers, man. See, I can't really speak my mind because I know there's NGT on the line listening, and I got respect for you, Sister Gidget, because I can't really say it how I want to say it. But these punctified, simplified, niggas, man. Punk.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. And they you know, like, take the movie. Now, Spike Lee want to talk mess, but look at the Malcolm X movie. Do you know how much he distorted that movie from the actual real book? He wasn't trying to tell Malcolm's story. He was trying to make a dollar. Because if he was trying to tell Malcolm's story, he would have told Malcolm's story. For example, the scene in the movie when Malcolm was in prison and he saw the vision of Master Farad Muhammad. In the movie, it's the vision of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right.
That's a lie.
Right.
That's a straight-up lie.
Right. Malcolm said it, what it was in his book. That's right.
Yeah. Who the hell is Brother Bane? Where did he come from?
Right.
You see? So, man, these black movie makers, man, you know, sometimes, man, you know, it's like a child. You can talk to a child a lot and keep talking and keep talking, but there's nothing like a real good beating. And some of these dudes, they just need a real good beating. They need to know that, man, black people ain't having it. They need to be scared. Man, look, because right now they're scared. They fear the cracker. They need to fear us like they fear the cracker. And the only way they're going to do it, man, is with some footing. They know, man, look, if I go out here, man, they're going to stone me. I better do this right. But we you know, we're not forcing them to do it right. And, you know, it's just Hollywood is just, you know, I'm with Brother Duane, man. There's a bunch of faggots in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what I got. Yep. I wasn't even going to speak on this topic because he was dragging me into this.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, then, you know what? But you know what, Brother Pop? Now, you know me. I'm straight from the hip. You know, sometimes it just needs to be said. You know, don't get this twisted. Now, this is Sister Gidge, and I ain't Oprah. I ain't got to be politically correct, okay? Let's just get this straight. You know, come on now.
Yes,
you know, we speaking truth up in here because lies. was is what got us in the position that we in now. We have a responsibility to tell the truth, especially to our own people. And we don't have to take no sharp corners with that.
Yes,
you know, we don't have to do that. I ain't Oprah, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Shit. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Let me answer
the question. You know, I'm with you.
Okay, Brother Paul got me hyped now. All right, let me hush. Woo! I'm sorry. I apologize to all of you. That was a slip. I'm only human. That's just how we roll sometimes. You know, okay. Brother Rockwell, I know you're so angry with me, but I don't think I can upload during the live session. And I have your song, 1 in 10 million. Can I play that one? Would that suffice? And then next week I can play More Out of Life? Are you still going to be mad at me either way?
No, ma'am, I'm not going to be mad at you.
But you know I love you, right? I really had it in my collection because I've been listening to it. And I thought I had uploaded it in here, but I uploaded the other one because I really liked that one too. That was the one I saw on your page. But I want the Godfathers to hear Brother Rockwell's song, because I want our Godfathers, the reason why they are Godfathers, because I want them to hear new artists and I want them to critique their music, and then as an honor to our Godfathers and to you, Brother Rockwell, you know, maybe sometime in the future, you know, y'all can do a collaboration together. So that's the reason for our Godfather show. This is why I want y'all to listen to Brother Rockwell on here, and you know, critique him with love, and let's see which one of the Godfathers gonna pick you up tonight. So here we go with Brother Rockwell with 1 in 10 million. I'm gonna tell y'all now, I'm gonna warn y'all ahead of time. This is a bad jam, and I always liked it. Here we go.
To be 1 in 10 million is see the bigger picture. Different races and the poor and richer. To fulfill the scripture, cause that the king had a dream and vision. We lost ambition in the devil's system, trapped as another victim. Malcolm brought a lot of wisdom, then they turned around and killed him. Then Farrakhan ascended to carry on the mission, to get the people out of sick condition. But these politicians give a lot of friction, calling all the contradictions. He's the last that can save the system. They call division, he turned and called a million. Two showed up to listen. He get respect from the bros in prison. White people, even Jews and Christians. When he speaks, he's so tremendous. Saving lives is his job description. The work of Jesus is his whole intention. Why you cowards want to crucifix him? Cause he only trying to make a difference. Only trying to make a difference.
Come on, let's all get on the bus and change the way we live. If you want to make a difference, then be 1 in 10 million. 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million. Come on, let's all get on the bus and change the way we live. If you want to make a difference, then be 1 in 10 million. 1 in 10 million. 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million.
I see separation, damn integration. Got me yelling out, we want reparation. Come to get more land, farms, vegetation. In the struggle, lending my hands-on dedication. Blood, sweat, and tears, building this damn country. 400 years, still get treated unjustly. Worst treatment ever, dealing with the pain and suffering. Man, stand against it, now you wanna come and touch it. Hands off, Farrakhan, is what the people say. You wanna for yourself, cause you wanna keep a slave. Back then, but it's a different revision I see today. Never been equal, me and my people, we seen as brave. And for the beast that give us no good education, leading those blind, deaf, and dumb until the arms of Satan. Religion is made up, leave us for the strip of naked.
Ask me any time, but we give us Satan. Oh, yeah, well, I guess we gotta come and take it. We get more room and get on the bus, be sure to make it. Oh, hell, well, I guess we gotta come and take it. Me and more room to get on the bus, be sure to
come on, let's all get on the bus. Let's change the way we live. If you wanna make a difference, then be 1 in 1 million. 1 in 10 million. 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million. Come on, let's all get on the bus. Let's change the way we live. If you wanna make a difference, then be 1 in 10 million. 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be
y'all. We raised one for the children, one for the building. Later days, we make new. All it takes 1 in 10 million to break through. One for the king, Malcolm and Farrakhan. When you hit a final call, outcome a marathon. One for the Jesus and one thesis. Hard work, we pray that he make it in one piece. One for my flood victims, one for my thugs in the system. One for my bloods and my crips, one for my sisters. One for my peeps, and one for the deceased, cause we really miss them. One for the MGT, one for the FOI, one for forever, cause one thing we never die. One for dedication, one for motivation. One cause we only need one thing, reparation.
Come on, let's all get on the bus and change the way we living. You wanna make a difference, then be one of the million. 1 in 10 million, 1 in 10 million, I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million. Come on, let's all get on the bus. Let's change the way we living. You wanna make a difference? Then be one of the million.
1 in 10 million. 1 in 10 million. I'm proud to be 1 in 10 million.
My little brother's song.
Well, he got some spit. You know, he got some spit. I would have to, you know, you'd have to tell me where I can go check the music out so I could really hear it, because you know the Blog Talk system doesn't really let you get into it. You feel me?
Right.
But I can hear, particularly from the first track. I know he's saying the first track wasn't really a song, but I could really hear the spit and the potential. He definitely got some spit.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry, brother King.
How old he is?
He's old. He like
30-something. No, pal. Don't do me like that for the years.
How old are you? You're 30 what?
I'm 33, young.
33. Okay. He's 33, brother Pop.
Okay.
33, young. Young.
Yes, sir. 33 young. Okay, listen, Brother K. Reno had an emergency. He had to depart, but he told me to tell each of you thank you for the love, that he has to excuse himself, and that he loved you all. So that's from our godfather, K. Reno, who had to attend to an issue right away. Okay, so Brother Prob, maybe you can hook up with Brother Brother Rockwell, and maybe y'all can do something. But I'm going to call in another expert. I consider him an expert. Brother DeJuan.
Yes, ma'am.
How you like my little brother's song?
I was actually feeling that, you know. It's one of those songs you can't really ignore. Like, it's playing in my head right now. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah,
that was hard though. Yeah, that was hard. Like Brother Prof said though, I want to hear it live, so I want to feel it. You know. Yeah, but that's all.
Okay. Okay, well, listen, we gonna tell everybody how each other can get in touch with each other, but I have a message from DJ Black Caesar. I don't know, he told me to tell Brother Problem 13 that Slaughterhouse is the best mix CD he has ever heard. Now, Brother Prob, I don't know if you know about DJ Black Caesar, but DJ Black Caesar is a world-renowned DJ. He's worked with some mainstream artists, and he's worked with BET and God knows who else, and that is a major compliment from him. As much music as he has to run across, I think that's a major compliment.
We get off the call and thank him personally, you know.
Yes, sir. And Brother K. Reno had to leave, but he also paid a compliment to him, and I'll pass that message on to him. All right, listen, y'all. We're down to the last 6 minutes. It's freestyle time. Ain't no holding back. You're going to have to bring your best game. This is the rule for being even on the show. So I'm gonna start with Brother Chris.
yeah.
From back in the day, man. Come on.
No, dear sister, I don't rap. So you know, Problem been trying to get me to do something, but I'm not. I don't. No.
Okay, all right, we're going to leave you alone. That's okay. I know somebody who's going to bring it. Brother DeJuan.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother DeJuan, you gonna spit your sister one. Come on, spit your big sis one.
Yes, ma'am. They think they know it all about that and this constipated motherfuckers. Man, they don't know and excuse my French, hard on the devil and hypocrites. It's time to pay homage just because you're black. That don't make you exempt. They so judgmental, judging my mental. It's no devil's allowed inside God's tempo. Jumping to conclusions, results are conclusive. I lost chest eyes as non-believers. This is proof of it. Thoughts in the back of my mind. I try to keep pacified. I am not a narcissist. I'm just the best rapper alive. What's more important? The messenger. What you thought was heaven could turn out to be hell on earth. Ain't nobody trying to be perfect. All I'm here to do is my sole purpose, and that's to get up in your mind with the rhythm and the rhyme. Power up influence, put an end to black on black crime. Middle fingers to the police and the critics. Impersonate ain't saying nothing, all you hear is crickets. So egotistic with it, maybe religion did it. Told me the black man is God, and I believed it. Everybody got some hypocrite in them, and I'm just trying to talk a little sense in them. You can take 15 to make a dollar with a bow tie under my collar. Fez on my head, black scholar, training hard, gaining mental strength. Black power, white folks get offended. That's a personal problem. I ain't here to people please, less as a black queen with her legs wide open and I'm in between. Yeah, I got an attitude. So much praise, I done ran out of gratitude. Look, take it or leave it. We don't give a fuck anyway. It's Black Jaguar, nothing else, and we here to stay. Too well.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That was hot. Okay.
Yeah.
But I know I'm gonna get the radio version of that when you done, right? Right.
Yeah.
I need the radio version of that. I can't play that. They be to kick me off the air. All right. All right, brother Rockwell.
Yes, ma'am.
I
don't have a freestyle for you, sister, right now. I'll get you one next time.
Oh, okay. That's payback. That's cool. I ain't mad at you. I'm gonna let you ride. Only because I messed up your song, I'm going to let you ride. But you know that ain't the rule. But okay. So, for my beloved Godfather, Problem 13, I know you got to give us one. I saved you for last because I have to sit down when you do yours because, you know, state of shock.
It's Problem 13, send the rappers to the slaughterhouse. Since my last song, they say I got a lot of mouth. I ain't feeling Jay-Z, Lil Wayne or Rosé. Drake or Nicki Minaj are getting no play. You can add Kanye West to the list, too. And if you're down with them, well, you can get this, too. These industry niggas are just so foul, paid by the devil to pollute the mind of your child. No shame in the game, and I came to correct this, bringing pain to every name I got written on my checklist. I stay talking reckless, and I shine like the ice in my starry crescent pendant on my necklace. What, that's not P13 talking about the ice you got. I spit heat that's so cold, they call me icy hot. All I need is a beat and a mic to rock. I represent the same teachers that Elijah taught. FOY till I die. These devils really all hate. FOY don't die, we multiply and reincarnate. To all my thugs in the street, you need to fall in. And be a soldier for a law, you know I'm all in. MC's just mad, I'm the MC that you not. Too many fingers, damn. MC's just mad, I'm the MC that you not. Two middle fingers in the sky like I'm Tupac, you hot. That's what they saying as I bop through. Allah's with you, brother, nothing to stop you. They right. The lyrics that I bring, they tight. I'm surrounded by the fruit. Hey, they fight. The way I rock the mic will bring me money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. Because what I drop is tight. I got these rappers so mad they want to kill me, but not tonight. No hoes barred. It's time for the world to know. Wiz Khalifa, you's a sucker, and your girl's a whoa. She on the internet, legs apart. And that's the same girl that broke Kanye West's heart. Miss Heartless, turned him out, cast him in. And now he messing with the white girl, Kardashian, the same girl that made the sex tape and glowed up. When it comes to picking women, you got no luck. Satan got the trap. You want to be free? Become an FOI, getting MGT. Every time I spit a rhyme, I got to praise the law. Every Friday, go to Juma prayer and mix a lot. I talk a lot of shit, but I practice what I preach. If you come at me with some beef, then I break your jaw. I stay bitching over 200. You think you can handle problem 13? Homie, you blooded. Put down the weed, pick up a book and read. Message to the black man, fall of America. Our savior has arrived, he's causing hysteria. Hear me scream along, what part is scaring ya? Earthquakes in diverse places. Hurricane Sandy got us putting in work. Face it, the facts are clear, the brass is here. If you on the side of the righteous, then have no fear. Rappers promote the Satan, that's the end. It's enough for that. I got the heads of four devils in a truffle bag, and I can add yours. Just let me know, homie. Defeat and poison to the babies, gotta go, homie. My minister Farrakhan said the day is quick to pass. Come to your show, jump on the stage and straight whip that ass.
I'm just so glad I was sitting down. Lord, have mercy. Brother Pop, you know what? I thought I had got over my intimidation, but I have not. I love you, my dear brother, but I'm just not ready to meet you face to face. I'm not.
No,
I will wait for you.
Look, it's love when it's love, and it's hate when it's hate. It's happiness when it's happiness. And it's anger when it's anger. You feel me?
Yeah.
So with you, it's always love and it's always happiness. So you ain't got nothing to worry and nothing to be intimidated of. But there are those that do.
Yes, sir. You know it's all love. You know it's all love.
Every
all right. I'm not scared. I know one thing. I know if I'm walking down the street with Prophet 13, I ain't got to worry about
you. Ain't got to worry about
you.
That's right.
Believe
that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the end of our show. Brother Chris, thank you for coming out of the closet. Not out of the closet. Out of hiding. Because you have been absent from us for so long. And we really miss you. And we're glad that you were here. And we're glad that you shared all that knowledge and wisdom with us. And we're just glad to hear you back, getting back to yourself. We really, really appreciated you being on. And Brother Edmund, I owe you one. And I know I messed up because I begged you to come on the show. And I'm supposed to have your stuff tight. That's my bad. I owe you one. I promise I'll make it better. I'll make it sweeter for you next time. You just come on back. And Brother DeJuan, you know I got mad love for you. I'm still singing your songs and I'm still mastering your voice. You know, sister got a 9-octave range and it starts from the bottom. So I got you, babe. I got your swag. You know what I'm saying? And Brother Problem 13, you know I love you so much. I admire
you
so much.
No doubt.
And man, thank you. Thank you.
I got to say this right quick. You know, Brother DeJuan, man, my children, man, they getting really, they like tired of seeing your video, bro, because, you know, I got the HDMI plug in my phone. So I plug it into the TV. You know, I got the high-def TV. I plug it into the TV. Before I go to bed every night, I got to watch it 3-4 times. They'd be like, come on, Dad, when we going to watch a movie, man? I'd be like, hey, sit down. You better listen to this right here, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
bro, I appreciate it, brother.
Yo, you the man, man. You the man right now. Word is bond. Praise be to Allah.
Okay.
Praise Allah.
All right. So listen, Brother Edmund. Tell Brother Pop and Brother DeJuan them how they can listen to your music and tell us if you got anything coming up right quick.
Sister, I was going to say y'all can find me on Sister Gidget's page for now. If y'all want to befriend me or whatnot, Sister Gidget, if you want to send them the 1 in 10 million song, you can email it to them so they can hear it more clearly
yes,
for themselves.
Yes, sir. I will. I was supposed to do that anyway, but I got sidetracked, and I was supposed to send it to Brother Prop and Brother K. Reno and Sister Connie, but I got busy. But I will forward it to them. I certainly will.
Brother Rockwell.
Yes, sir.
If you ain't got it to do a website or whatever the case may be, I suggest you get to a Reverb Nation page, man. That's a real good thing to have for any artist that don't have, you know, the resources to have a website or whatever. They even hook you up to build your own website because you want to have a platform where people can go and hear your music. That's very important. And
yeah.
SoundCloud is all right, but Reverb Nation, in my opinion, I got a SoundCloud and a Reverb Nation. The Reverb Nation is much better. When you get a chance, go to ReverbNation.com, brother, and get you a Reverb Nation page and post you some music, brother. That's very important. Like right now, you got people on the phone, not just us, but people that call in to listen. And you missing out because you don't have nowhere for people to go after the show and check you out. So get you a Reverb Nation page, brother. We got to be more than just talented artists. We got to have our business on point. You feel
yeah.
me? We got to have
yes,
our
sir.
Business on point. And have we got to be all the way around like a cypher. A cypher is 360 degrees, unstoppable. Right now, you're stopping us. We want to go hear some more, and you're stopping us right now. So you got to make your cypher complete, God. You feel me?
Man,
get you a Reverb Nation page. If you can't get your website up, at least you got that. You got something where people can go and check you out. Something that you can promote. You know, you can promote your shows on there. You can sell your music from there. They really give you a platform to do a lot of things. It's a real good tool. I recommend it to all artists. I know Brother DeJuan, he got a Reverb Nation, but he'll never be on there. Because I done hollered
yeah,
at him like 20 times on there.
Once I got that website.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got your website now. So now you don't, you know, forget everybody on Reverb Nation. Now I see how you do.
All right, and Brother Paul, go ahead and tell us how we can get your music.
www.lookingforproblem.com. Again, www.lookingforproblem.com. Because I'm looking for
okay.
a problem, and if you're looking for me, you're looking for a problem, and we're going to find some problems and solve them right quick, so just come holler at your boy.
Oh, Lord. Okay. And Brother DeJuan, how can we get your music, Black Jaguar?
Yes, ma'am. It's www.brotherdewan.com. DeJuan. BrotherDeJuan.com.
It's like period after the brother. It's just BroDeJuan. You got to make that clear, Brother DeJuan, because nowadays we don't think. We're not a thinking people right now. So you
the website
is built
all the way, brother.
Yeah. Huh?
Yep. Yeah, on the website, it's spelled all the way out, Brother DeJuan.
Oh, it's spelled all the way out, BROTHERI. Cool. You got to tell them that, brother, because they won't. They'll be like, I can't find you. They'll be like, Sister Gidget, I can't get the song. Did you click the button?
Yeah.
You got to make it real plain, brother. You got to make it real plain.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Brother Chris, how can we get an edition of Hammer Magazine?
You can go to www.hammermagazine.biz. Right now we're reconstructing. We're doing some heavy rebuilding. But just keep in touch on the website and make sure that, we posted up something new. We're giving our fans, the fans of conscious music artists, the opportunity to recommend that your artists be put in Hammer Magazine. So for the listeners and even for the artists, Problem 13 is already featured because I manage his career, by the way.
Yeah, you know, I get carte blanche because that's my manager, so y'all just going to have to fall back right quick. Don't be mad.
So, but for any other artists, we do want to give you some time, too. So go to hammermagazine.biz. And recommend whatever artist, it has to be a conscious artist because we're very, very selective about who we put in Hammer Magazine. You ain't going to get none of that vulgar hip-hop that they put out there in the Source and all of that. We're not with that. It's a new ball game right here.
All right, and I'm a contributing writer, and I'm gonna do a spread about all of the hip hop artists one day, Brother Chris. So you let me know when I can submit that article to you. I want to do a story on Brother Prob and Brother K Reno and Brother DeJuan and Brother Rockwell and Sister Connie, and oh, I got a whole bunch of them. So let
that
me know when I can submit
that. That was due last week. Hello? That was due last week.
You didn't tell me?
You didn't get the memo.
I have been calling you for 2 weeks, so that's okay. I will submit an article. I got one anyway, but I will submit another one for next month's edition.
No, you got time.
Okay. Well, listen, somebody wants y'all Twitter addresses, so tell them. I know you had Problem 13, right?
What? At what now, sister? They want
on
what?
Your Twitter.
Oh,
Twitter.
Man,
at Problem 13?
This is Problem 13, because this is Problem 13. That's what it is. So it's at this is Problem 13. There won't be nothing else. So that's what it is. This is Problem 13.
Okay, and what
about...
You
can get me on Instagram, too. Same thing on Instagram. This is Problem 13.
Okay, and what about you, Brother DeJuan? You a Brother DeJuan? At Brother DeJuan?
At Bro DeJuan, BRODEJUAN. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and Rockwell?
What are you asking for, sister?
Are you on Twitter?
Yes, Rockwell 2011, Rockwell 2011.
Okay, and Brother Chris, are we on Twitter for Hammer Magazine?
Yeah, it's Hammer Magazine 1 on Twitter.
Because there's only one
okay.
Hammer Magazine.
That's right.
That's right. All right, you all. That's the end of my show. We've gone over time. I thank you all. I love you all. I love you, Brother Prob. I love you,
love
Brother
you,
DeJuan.
Love you,
I love you, Brother Rockwell. I love you, Brother Chris. I love you, DJ Black Caesar. I love you, listening audience. May Allah continue to bless us and keep us all and bless us with the light of understanding. I leave you as I came before you. As-salamu alaykum. One nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.